Hi, I'm Steve Morgan, executive producer at Cybercrime Radio. Welcome to this week's Cyber Safety with our guest expert, Scott Schober, author of the popular cybersecurity books, Hacked Again and Senior Cyber. Cyber Safety provides education, advice, and how-to tips on protecting yourself from cybercrime. You can listen to previous segments of Cyber Safety on our podcast at cybercrime.radio. Scott, welcome. Great to have you back with us.
Great to be here, Steve.
Let's talk malware, Scott. It's a little bit different than ransomware and phishing. We've been talking about attacks and, you know, the various forms of, you know, cyber criminals coming after us. Malware technically is a little bit different. So what exactly is it?
Yeah, malware, again, is really just short for malicious software. And there are different types of malware, different types of malicious software that are very common. Probably the most common, we all hear about it, is different types of viruses. Viruses really started coming about a number of years back, decades ago, really, on computers. And these viruses really affected applications, attaching themselves typically in the initialization sequence then. And then the virus, just like a traditional virus that humans get, would replicate itself, infecting other code within the computer system. And that's typically what we want to be careful of, because what do these viruses actually do? They attach themselves to executable code that they're associated with in a file there, and it's creating this unique virus file with some name on it. And typically it would have an extension name like a .exe or something, and then it would have an actual decoy created that carries this virus. So to the average computer user, as they're scrolling through looking at their directories, it doesn't really stand out. And these viruses can do all sorts of different types of damage. And that's why it's good to have antivirus software. Most companies use this, and good antivirus software typically will stop at least 20%+ of these viruses that do come in. Another type of malicious software we want to keep aware of is Trojans. And that's really a program that's hiding inside other useful programs, but it really has malintent, malicious purposes there. And unlike a virus, the Trojan doesn't really replicate itself. And it's commonly used to find a way to get, in a sense, a backdoor that could be exploited by attackers at a later time. Another form of malware that we want to keep in mind, too, and be wary of is called worms. And again, worms, they're unlike viruses. They don't attack the host, being self-contained programs, and they propagate across networks and computers. Worms are installed through email attachments. And that's where we got to be careful, because we've got to be careful, again, what we click on. So sending a copy of themselves to every contact maybe on the computer email list. So we have a whole bunch of friends, business colleagues, they can all easily get infected. And those type of things we want to be very cautious with. And then probably another popular one is what's called spyware. Again, another type of malicious software. And it's a type of program that's installed to really collect information about users. Maybe it's their habits, what they browse on, maybe the data that they actually send to another colleague. And the attacker could then use this particular information for wrongful purposes, maybe blackmailing somebody, doing something on the web, something malicious, and use that. Again, it's kind of like a type of extortion, similar to the thought of a ransomware type of attack.
So, Scott, I'm a small business owner. Our media property, Cybercrime Magazine, like a lot of people who are listening to us. So, you know, we've got a whole bunch of desktop computers in the office. We have laptops. I go home at night and I have a desktop there. I have a laptop. My kids have computers, we have iPads. How does malware get on all of these devices?
Well, predominantly spam email seems to be the most effective conduit to get malware onto everything, because spam, it just targets everybody. It's sent out in the masses, just like we could associate that to, or liken it to junk email that we get. We go home, go through our physical mail. There's piles of junk that we just sort through. Hopefully we shred it and get rid of it. With spam emails, there's millions and millions of them, these emails sent each and every day. And one stat I came across, which I thought was kind of fascinating, over 80,000 people each and every day will open up a spam email, click on the link, which then will launch some strain of malware. So in other words, it's really effective. And that's why it can target all of our devices, our iPads, our notebooks, our computers, our smartphones, because it simply works.
So if I do get infected with malware, hopefully I don't, although it sounds like the odds are, with the number of devices I have, I will. I know I have been. So what's going to happen? What's the outcome here?
Well, there are thousands and thousands of different strains and variants of malware, so you never exactly know. But in a general sense, malware causes problems. It could be anything from disrupting your system, rendering it inoperable. It may obtain information just by retrieving data from your hard drive, say it's on your computer, or your notebook, or something like that. It could deny access to maybe critical components of the network. So you really don't know. And that's why it's so scary and why it's so important to have good tools in place to prevent malware and viruses and all these different things from getting onto our system at the computer level, but even at the server level, just to have protection to prevent it from getting too far.
Enlightening as always, Scott. A lot to think about. Thank you so much for coming on today and look forward to catching up next week.
You got it. Thanks, Steve.
I'm Steve Morgan, executive producer at Cybercrime Radio. You just listened to this week's Cyber Safety with our guest expert, Scott Schober, author of the popular cybersecurity books, Hacked Again and Senior Cyber. Cyber Safety provides education, advice, and how-to tips on protecting yourself from cybercrime. You can listen to previous segments of Cyber Safety on our podcast at cybercrime.radio.